Well, this morning we're going to talk about something fun because it's food, and oh, goodness knows we love our food, especially fair food. No state fair this year, unfortunately, with the postponing of the 2020 Iowa State Fair. Oh, we're all going to miss out on some of those things that we love once a year. But don't fret. The Iowa Beef Industry Council is coming to our rescue in a little way, in one way with that. As Kylie Peterson, who's the Director of Marketing with the Iowa Beef Industry Council, joins us on the phone this morning. Kylie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, great. It's got to be disappointing for all of those different organizations that work so closely with the Iowa State Fair not to be able to, you know, promote and pitch products like the Iowa Beef Industry Council has the opportunity through the beef quarters every year.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, like many Iowans, when we found out that the 2020 Iowa State Fair was postponed, it just left our taste buds yearning for all of those delicious foods that we all crave on a hot summer day while strolling around the fairgrounds. So as Iowa beef producers, one of those fair foods is the Hobby Sundae that has become, you know, a fan favorite at the Iowa State Fair. And so we decided to find a way to bring that to Iowa beef lovers' homes.
You know, we joked about it on air one day about how great it would be if somebody opened up a store that would simply, or a restaurant that would simply sell the kind of foods that you can get at the state fair just in case something like this would happen. You folks have figured out a way to kind of still get us to an opportunity to enjoy some of those favorites.
Yeah, you bet. We get that a lot. We have a Facebook page for the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters, and the Iowa Beef Industry Council helps partner with them to kind of make that restaurant during the Iowa State Fair work. But we have a lot of consumers that email us saying, can we get your food, and you know, where do we buy this, or how do we make it? So we kind of brought that to life. This year we're launching a Hot Beef Sundae virtual cooking contest. Throughout this whole COVID pandemic, we've seen that consumers are cooking more at home and getting their kids involved, and you know, just bringing that whole family meal back to their homes. And so we thought that this was a great way not only for people to get excited about, you know, still having that connection to the fair, but also being creative and getting your kids involved in something and bringing some of that, those tastes into your kitchen. So this contest is a great way to kind of celebrate that delicious bowl of down-home traditional comfort food and, you know, kind of put some creativity on it and earn some cash for your family, and also a Hobby Sundae coupon for the next fair.
No, it's not a bad deal at all. I want to ask you about the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters. It is a kind of a required spot for a lot of folks when they head to the fair each year. Is the Hot Beef Sundae one of the things that's the most popular on the menu?
Yeah, it really is. So in 2006, the Iowa Beef Industry Council paired up with the Cattlemen's Beef Quarter staff to come up with this idea of this Hot Beef Sundae. And it just kind of took off from there. So it actually was invented and created and kind of made its debut at the Iowa State Fair. And everybody around the country, when they come to Iowa State Fair, that's what they want. You know, they're intrigued. What is a Hot Beef Sundae? And so it is one of the most popular. It just comes in a nice little bowl that you can carry around at the fair and enjoy, share if you want. But, I mean, I'm not sharing it. I want to eat the whole thing. So, yeah, it's a great thing. It might be a hot day, but this is really something that your family would enjoy to eat.
Well, and that's one of the nice things about it. You touched on that, is that it is easy. It's portable. It's a lot easier to eat than a big overloaded sandwich, which you can get there, too, if you would like. But if you're going to be wandering around or doing some things, it's got everything you want in it. For the folks who don't know, and I can't believe there are too many of them out there, what is the Hot Beef Sundae?
Yeah, so it is a bowl with creamy, buttery potatoes as your base layer, and then it has shredded beef, and then gravy topped with some cheese and a nice little cherry on top. So it really does look like an ice cream sundae, just even better by beefing it up with some beef.
Well, and it's a great conversation starter.
It is. It is great.
Well, talk about the contest now. It's easy just to make one of those exactly the way you can get them down there at the state fair, but are you looking for folks to put their own special touch?
Yeah, we are. So it's really super easy to get involved and to enter. Really, we're just looking. We actually have three categories this year. So this year we're doing a youth category, so 17 and younger, and then an adult category, 18 and older, and then just overall all ages if you want to participate. We're looking for the most creative. So, you know, we have that traditional Hot Beef Sundae like I told you, but we're really looking for something, you know, go out of your creative realm. and, you know, make something creative. Make something that, you know, is unique to your family or something that you like to add to it. And heck, it doesn't even have to be mashed potatoes, you know, cheese and a cherry on top. It could be something completely different. But really the official rules is that you need to present your prepared hot beef sundae using 100% real beef. Any cut of beef or combination of ingredients may be used. And then when you apply online to be entered into the contest, you just need to provide your prepared ingredients, your directions, and a high-resolution photo of the dish. And then we'll go through picking the whole process there and, you know, envision what those would taste like from a actual a panel of judges that are specialists in this area.
Do you need another judge?
Do I need another judge?
Yeah.
We'll take you. Yeah.
We're always available, you know, for those things. Well,
yeah.
I know we're right now in the middle of the online entry process here. It's going to be going on for what, about another week?
Yes. Yep. We're all submissions need to be turned in by Tuesday, August 4th at 5 p.m.
Okay. And easy to do. You can find that information online, and we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But the nice thing about this contest is you want people to creative, not just to replicate what you see at the state fair, but put your own touch on it. And there are, I mean, I can think of so many different ways that people could prepare this. I think the combinations are just about endless.
Oh, they are. You know, you can get super creative with this. You know, just think about the things that you like to eat at home and throw them together. And, you know, it's like crazy things. Like my dad will eat, you know, Lay's potato chips on his sandwich with ketchup and meat, you know, like things like that are good to you. You know, they might be weird to other people, but they might taste really, really good. So just, you know, go out of your comfort zone and, you know, it's for the fun of it. And you might win some cash.
Well, we like that too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk about you mentioned the process there about having to submit that entry with the recipe, the photo, and the directions on how to prepare it. Where do they find that information?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.iabeef.org, and then you can, in the search bar up in the right-hand corner, you can type in Hot Beef Sundae Cooking Contest or Hot Beef Sundae and search it, and it should be right up at the top. And so it'll say Hot Beef Sundae Cooking Contest. It'll tell you all the information that I just shared, the categories, the official rules. It'll tell you the judging criteria, which we are judging off of appearance, which just is consideration that will be given to, like, the color and eye appeal and the appealing attractiveness and appearance of beef. And then creativity, so, you know, the originality, the innovation and uniqueness of your recipe. And then it'll show you what you'll be receiving for awards for the contest, and it will have the entry information right there on that page. All you have to do is fill it in and hit submit, and your submission will be pushed in.
You bet. Well, you know, folks always are looking for easy dishes during the summer months, especially if you have young children. You know, they don't want to wait around forever for dinner sometimes. And sometimes we look at the grill as being the place to go. But honestly, something like this, a hot beef sundae, the ingredients are easy and it's really easy to whip up.
Yeah, it is. And it's also something, you know, like if you were going to use, you know, the brisket or something, you could do that in the slow cooker, and it's something that won't heat up your kitchen. You know, you don't even have to go outside in the heat and grill something up if you don't want to, if it's a hot day, humid, something you could throw in the slow cooker or something easy that can be prepared and reheated, you know, for your family to enjoy for multiple days. So super easy, super simple, and like we said before, you know, something that you can make unique to your family.
Sounds like you've done this before.
Oh, you know, I don't want to say this too loud, but we have hot beef sundaes in our house a lot, and actually it's something that me and my three sisters requested for our graduation party from high school. So it was a had-to-have on the menu item. So my family knows and loves the hot beef sundae for sure.
And here you are as the director of marketing for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Gee, how did that happen?
I know, right? What is up with that? Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, some different categories, a few different winners, so you've got opportunity. And again, it's just how creative you want to be. Put something together that sounds good to you, that your family enjoys, and then go ahead and snap a photo, get those directions sent in. Who knows? You might be a winner. Maybe it'll appear somewhere. You never know.
Yeah, you bet. We are going to use those, actually, the winners of those, and I'll just touch real quickly on what the awards are.
Mm-hmm.
First place in each age category will receive a $100 beef certificate and free hot beef sundae coupon for the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters for the 2021 Iowa State Fair. The second place person in each category will receive $75 beef certificate and then a Hobby Sunday coupon. Third place will receive $50 beef certificate and a free Hobby Sunday coupon, and then the winner of the most creative will receive a $100 beef certificate and a free Hobby Sunday coupon. And then we're going to promote those during what would have been the Iowa State Fair to get some traction and share your recipes on our social media platforms, and also send out a press release to kind of brag about you guys and all your creativeness. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you can find all that information on our website.
Very good. That's terrific. Maybe somebody could get creative. After all, it is kind of fair food, and maybe they could figure out a way to do a hot beef sundae on a stick or deep fried or both.
Oh, wow. That would be something. Yeah, that might be like the ultimate winner.
If you're talking fair food, that's where you have to go, right?
Oh, yeah, on the stick, yeah. Well, they say... I can't remember what the slogan is at the Beef Quarters, but this is the best fair food that's not found on a stick or something like that. We're kind of unique, you know. But no, if you could find a way to put that on the stick, wow, that would be something.
There you go. There's your challenge. Do it, and you might be a winner. Very good. Kylie Peterson from the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Thank you so much. Appreciate the information.
Yeah, thanks for having me.